you this morning. Don't really have a topic this morning. I just want to start my day off by saying today is going to be a good day. Bothering me lately with everything that's going on in my life. The one person I thought would have my back quit on me. The one person that I need the most. It's not really a need thing, it's a more of a want thing, but the one person I want and need the most don't want me. So, I suppose it's time to move on with my life. Can't keep hurting myself. Somebody to somebody that I can't be. Being me is me being quiet. I'm not really a big talkative person. I might have a conversation here and there, but I'm not really big on talking. I'm rolling up, y'all. Morning blunt. Wake up with the love of my life and not have to be scared to know if we're gonna get into it today because I'm quiet today or because I'm just chilling, I'm laid back. That's how I am when I'm with the person that I love, though. You know, I'm hella quiet, I'm real chill back with you. I'm comfortable with just being around you, you know. I don't really have to have a conversation. Not really have to have a conversation, but I'm not really big on the talking thing. I mean, if you come say something to me, yeah, I'm gonna conversate back with you, but me coming to have a conversation with you, yeah, I don't know how. And it's not that I don't know how, it's just with her, I was scared that I might say the wrong thing and boom, we in an argument. So that's how I was with her. Like, I could literally be having a good day, you know? And then, I go say something to her about something so simple and small, you know? Something I seen, some shit like that, and it turns into a big ass argument. I just get tired of that shit, though, you know. Can't have a conversation with my girl with her catching attitude. That shit is dead, though. Hey, I plan on having a great day. I'm getting on the road tomorrow. So, I'm going with all positive vibes today. I'm not trying to argue with nobody. I'm not trying to feel down. I just want to be happy in my own skin. And if my significant other can't be happy with me in my own skin and me in my own self, then maybe you don't belong for me. If you can't accept me for who I am, then you don't need me at all. That's all I'm gonna say. Accept me for who I am. Because who I am is me. Fighting. You know how much energy that drains up out of you when you fussing and fighting with a motherfucker all day, every day? That ain't healthy. That ain't healthy at all. Also have another issue because my son has an attachment to this girl. And all he wanna do is come home to me and her. But how he supposed to do that when all me and her do is constantly fucking get into it? And then she kicked me out. And then it's back to hopping and flopping around. I'm not doing this shit no more. My motherfucking child needs stability. And if you ain't trying to help me get stability or stay stability or stay with it, leave me the fuck alone. Woke up early this morning. Which brought me upon wanting to make a podcast today. Just talk to you guys for a minute. You know, it's the only time I can before somebody called my phone, you know. Get a full show in for you guys. Feeling bad for myself no more. I'm not. I'm not doing none of that no more. This is my time to uplift myself, to give myself the strength that I need, to make myself feel secure. Homeless here, homeless there, you know, living out her car for a moment. And my auntie kept opening her doors to us, you know. She did. She allowed us to come in, shower, eat, all that, you know. And my dad's mom allowed my dad's brother to kick us out the house. And my auntie kept let us in, you know. So I love that woman for that. And even coming back as I got older from being in foster care, still nothing but the same energy with that woman. Open arms, you know. And I love her for it. I appreciate her for that. Rest peace for your auntie Kat. I've been dealing with a lot, you guys. But it's all good. I'm gonna get through it. I've been getting through it, so it's nothing new for me. Hard times don't last long, you know. See something. So yeah, I'm about to switch up my little wardrobe for a second, and damn, this bruise still fucking hurt. Are you serious? Anyways. Yeah. also realize I really have an anger issue. You know? And I can't really say it's an issue, but I have a low tolerance for ignorance. You know? And if I stop going back and forth with you, your best bet is to shut the fuck up or get the fuck on. Get the fuck on. Get the fuck away from me. Because now I'm about to hurt you. Okay? And if you're constantly going at it with your mouth after I done already shut it the fuck up, now you just really irking me. So now I'm about to either about to hurt you or I'm about to get the thong shit. Me, I do my best to stay clear of drama. 27 years old, never had to fight a day of my life, okay? I've avoided fights all my life, and I will continue to avoid fights. First of all, too pretty. Secondly, too grown. Thirdly, I'm too grown to be fighting. Okay? And my chocolate ass would be damned if I fuck my chocolate ass face up for any of you bitches or niggas. Fuck out of here. That's what you gotta know. She likes to fight, and I'm not with that fighting shit, so I gotta be like having to like grab her and hold her ass, or I have to tuck her ass to the bed. She still managed to slap me up somewhere somehow, but I have to tackle her and shit like that, and I don't be liking that shit. That shit ain't fun. I don't wanna fight with my girl. That's the one person you don't want to fight with, you know? And especially not no everyday fighting, you know? Like, when I come home, or if I'm at home, I should be able to be at peace when I'm with your ass. You feel me? We supposed to be enjoying the company. Enjoying the time we spending with each other. All that little shit, you know. Gathering memories. You know? But no. Mine's like the fight. I think all you females like to fight when it comes to relationships. When y'all in relationships, y'all like to fight. Y'all want the nigga to hit you, or y'all bitch to hit you. I mean, I'm sorry. Y'all want y'all female or y'all dude to hit y'all. I'm not with that. Okay? I'm not about to fight. Not physically. Not physically. No. bite you physically. I love you too much to put my hands on you. If I gotta put my hands on you, excuse me. If I gotta put my hands on you, it's time for me to leave you. And that's just real shit. Like, if I ever feel like I gotta put my hands on you, for you to understand where I'm coming from, or whatever the scenario may be, if I feel like I gotta put my hands on you, sweetheart, you are probably not safe. Okay? Because if I put my hands on you one time, guaranteed, it's gonna be a whole bunch of more times coming behind it. Every chance I get, you're gonna probably be getting bopped in the fucking mouth. So to even disregard that, let's not even start that. But I learned you females like that shit. Y'all like getting bopped in the mouth. Y'all like talking back. That getting bopped in the mouth and getting slapped up shit, that shit turns y'all the fuck on. It do. And it's sad. Y'all too pretty for that shit, though. Told y'all I ain't have a specific topic this morning. I just woke up and wanted to do a little podcast. Woke up in a good mood, you know, and I plan on keeping it that way throughout the remainder of the day. Like I said, I get on the road tomorrow morning, going to get my son. And, I'll be back Monday, you know? Maybe Tuesday. Who knows? This little vacation is well needed for me. This is my little time, especially on the road. Like, me driving, getting on the road, it's my time to clear my head, get my thoughts together, figure out shit. What's my next move? I already know what's my next move. Since getting into my lady, I already know what the next move is. But, I do have a few more things that I need to get squared away. However, it's getting squared away. It's what you gotta know. I'm excited because I'm one day away from going to get my baby. Oh my God, I have no idea. Excuse me. I have no idea how much I miss the little homie. That's my heart right there. I ain't really been in my happy place. Since he kind of went out of town with my sister, you know, he is a big part of my happy place other than her. And when I have those two together, it's heaven for me, you know. To have a piece of my heaven gone, really both of them gone now, it hurts a lot. And then to go pick up my one and to still not have the other, and then I know he's gonna be asking about her, I know he's gonna call her, all this stuff. Like, this shit hurts because I hate what we do when we get into it, and then my baby is like, he know when we get into it, because and this is when he asked to talk to her the most. Like, I hate it here. This shit ain't fair. Like, damn. It ain't just me who love you. My son love you. Like, ugh, gosh. Maybe I'm just not equipped for no relationships. Anybody seem like fuck. This shit is beyond me, y'all. It really is. Anyways, get up out that mood, B. What's on the agenda for you guys, though? I gotta pack my bag and get ready. Get ready to head out to Pontiac for the day. Yep, that's about all I'm doing today. About to get a bottle. Nah. Think I want to sip on some wine tonight. Some light. I ain't really into the bottle drinking. That's crazy, because I went in on a bottle of Fifth and Hennessy the other day with my sisters and didn't even drink none of that shit. Like, I went to sleep. Literally, and then I was like, sleep to the point I couldn't even fucking wake up. Like, I remember having a conversation with baby girl. Because I had took her stuff. And anyways, we got into it. I did some shit, she did some shit, and I was supposed to return her items, and I was so fucking sleepy, y'all. When I was talking to her, I know I was probably mumbling like a motherfucker, and she probably on the phone like, what the fuck? Bro, I was dead asleep in the backseat, in the car, literally, sleep, slump. Knock the fuck out, homie. Literally left my mama's house, came over here to my sister's house, went downtown to sleep. All the way back to my sister's house, sleep. Literally, like, my body was just, I don't know, I guess I was just really tired. My body was just drained. I was just over it. Like, fuck. My body was really just over it. She was just like, no. Shut down. Shut the fuck up. Bitch, do not pass. Go collect $200. None of that shit. Bitch, go to sleep. You need this shit. needed it. I did. Even when I got to my sister's house, I went straight upstairs, went straight to sleep, like, literally. I was tired as fuck, y'all. My body was just not having it. I just literally had to go to sleep. I just had to let my body do what it do. The next day, another phone call from her. You know why I'm calling. I know why you calling. I'm about to bring it on. Still. Then she texts me on sideways. She like, never mind. Just keep. Stop it, bro. Like,